So we're going to move on from the dolphins. And this next idea that you brought us is about uncovering something hidden as well. But this time, we're going to talk about uncovering human history with archaeologist Sarah Parkak.
Yeah, I mean, man, how can I even begin? I think you know Sarah, too.
Mm-hmm.
She uses tools of space exploration to dig into our past, into the past here on planet Earth.
Yeah, and what I love about that is that space exploration, like, it's not exactly the first thing that comes to mind when you hear archaeology. But for Sarah, the idea kind of runs in the family. So let's listen.
My name is Sarah Parkak, and I am an archaeologist.
And as an archaeologist, Sarah Parkak searches for traces of past civilizations hidden beneath the Earth for thousands of years. Do you think that every civilization eventually becomes buried and hidden?
Yeah, I think that all civilizations do. I think there are also a lot of civilizations and cultures out there that we don't know about yet.
Sarah's discovered an ancient amphitheater under the airport in Rome.
Like the equivalent of an ancient Cineplex.
An unknown temple in Petra.
Could be a temple, not sure.
And the lost city of Tanis in Egypt.
It was Egypt's capital for about 400 years.
And how Sarah discovered these sites? Not by digging, but by building on a technique used by her grandfather.
My grandfather, Harold Young, was one of the pioneers of using aerial photography in forestry. And so by the time I got to college, I thought, if Grampy did this for forestry, I bet lots of people have done this for archaeology. It'd be fun to see what he did. And I feel like I was the first kid in the candy store. You know, virtually no one had used it before in Egypt.
So after Sarah graduated, she started to experiment with a method that has now completely revolutionized archaeology. And as she explained on the TED stage, it's earned her a special title.
I'm a space archaeologist. Let me repeat that. I am a space archaeologist. This means that I use satellite images and process them using algorithms and look at subtle differences in the light spectrum that indicate buried things under the ground that I get to go excavate and survey. And by the way, NASA has a space archaeology program, so it's a real job. This is from a site south of Cairo, so let's have a look from space. You can't see anything. When we process the image, this is what you see. This rectilinear form is an ancient tomb that is previously unknown and unexcavated, and you all are the first people to see it in thousands of years.
Okay, so how does it work? How do you use satellite images to find, you know, hidden places?
So satellite imagery allows us to do two things. It allows us to look at sites with a fresh pair of eyes. But why they're really valuable is that they record information in different parts of the light spectrum that we simply can't see with our human eyes. So imagine there's a stone wall somewhere in Italy that dates to the Roman period, so roughly 2,000 years ago, and you'd walk over a field and you wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, that stone wall, which may be under a meter or so of earth, it affects the overlaying topography. So the roots going down, they couldn't go as deep because they'd be stopped by the stone wall.
Hmm.
And so processing the satellite data, you can actually map out and see those changes.
Wow.
And you start seeing straight lines, and those straight lines form structures which definitely aren't natural. So just as an example, we got a hold of new satellite imagery for most of the pyramid fields. And when I started processing it, it feels like cheating. You can see everything.
How many sites have you guys found using pictures from satellites?
I'm at the point where I've lost count. It is in the many thousands, but I don't know anymore.
Wow.
I believe we have barely scratched the surface in terms of what's left to discover. In the Egyptian Delta alone, we've excavated less than 1/1,000th of 1% of the total volume of Egyptian sites. When you add to that the thousands of other sites my team and I have discovered, what we thought we knew pales in comparison to what we have left to discover. When you look at the incredible work that my colleagues are doing all around the world and what they're finding, I believe that there are millions of undiscovered archaeological sites left to find. Discovering them will do nothing less than unlock the full potential of our existence.
When we come back, we'll hear more from Sarah about how her work can help us all discover more about the planet we call home. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Stay with us. It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And today on the show, ideas for the whole family. With my predecessor, Guy Raz, in addition to previously hosting this show, he is the host of the kids' science podcast, Wow in the World. Hey, Guy.
Hello.
So before the break, we were hearing from you and Sarah Parkak, the space archaeologist, about how many ancient sites she has already begun to uncover using satellite imagery. Let's get back to your conversation with Sarah.
All right. I mean, what you're saying is we only know a tiny bit about our past. I mean, is that true? I mean, is most of our history hidden?
I would say yes, because history is always written by the winners. And yeah, people are living in places where they've always lived for thousands of years. Look at places like Rome and Istanbul and Cairo. Those cities are layers upon layers upon layers of history. So I think we've taken a lot for granted about who we are and where we've come from. We think living in this very modern age with smartphones and the internet and sort of this whole world of knowledge at our fingertips, we know everything. But the more and more we delve into the past, the more we realize that we don't and that it has a lot of lessons to teach us for today.
I wish for us to discover the millions of unknown archaeological sites around the world by creating a 21st century army of global explorers. We'll find and protect the world's hidden heritage, which contains clues to humankind's collective resilience and creativity. So how are we going to do this? We are going to build an online, crowdsourced citizen science platform to allow anyone in the world to engage with discovering archaeological sites and protect them. By creating this platform, we will find the millions of places occupied by the billions of people that came before us. Acknowledging that the past is worth saving means so much more. It means that we're worth saving too. And the greatest story ever told is the story of our shared human journey. But the only way that we're going to be able to write it is if we do it together. Thank you.
Oh, I love that line where she says, means that we're worth it too.
So great.
So I have to ask, if you could go on an archaeological dig, the ancient civilization of your choice,
yep,
where would you go?
I think I would want to do something like way, way, way back, like early humans or like our even our human predecessors. There were human-like creatures at least 7 or 8 million years ago, and that's what we know of. And we've only discovered, you know, the remains of like a teeny number of human-like species. And so there's like very little doubt that we have so many more to discover, like hundreds, thousands of species. And that would just be amazing to go on one of those digs.
I want to call Sarah and ask her if I can go visit one of those places in Peru, if she could hook me up.
Oh, my God. Right?
That'd be cool.
I know. So cool.